Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy with a high nearing 77. Showers and thunderstorms continue overnight tonight with a low around 61. More showers are possible on Friday, otherwise sunny with a high of 86, and showers may continue throughout Friday night with a low around 56. Sunshine on Saturday with a slight chance for some rain showers and a high nearing 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. School advocates across the state of Kansas are encouraging Kansas Governor Laura Kelly to veto the education funding bill that was passed by the Republican state legislature at the end of the session of 2023.
We're urging a veto. The bill contains vouchers, and because it sets schools up to lose quite a bit of money.
That was Leah Fleiter, the Assistant Executive Director for the Kansas Association of School Boards on KSNT News, where she says one of the provisions in the bill is a section that expands eligibility for the state's low-income students' scholarship program that she said would make public schools lose lots of money.
Our concern is these schools that are currently unaccredited, who might be accepting these vouchers, are not under any obligation to teach students to the state standards, to have licensed teachers.
One of the other issues they say they have a problem with in the bill includes the special education funding that they say just isn't enough in the state. At American Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of 800 to 1,000 head of cattle. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 35 head of fancy Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. The calves would be Red Angus sired. The pairs would be selling because of the drought and weighing around 12 to 1250. Then we'll have a group of 45 mixed heifers that are home raised. They'd be black and red white face. And they will be weighing 7 to 7 1/4. And then we'll have about 27 head of Charolais cross deer and heifer calves that have been weaned 60 days with a couple of rounds of shots weighing 5 to 6. If you have any consignments for us, you can feel free to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212. And if you want to see a full list of all our consignments for this week and our upcoming sales, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
With the warm weather officially here in the state of Kansas and the Mid-America region, also means there's been an increase in activity when it comes to venomous snakes in the Mid-America region as well. As according to the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, they say there are 42 different species of snakes across the state, but only a handful are actually venomous. But the KDWP is warning individuals to be aware as they're out and about in the outdoors throughout the summertime. As according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they say between 7,000 to 8,000 people are bitten by venomous snakes in the U.S. every year, with 10 to 44% having long-lasting injuries. And in the state of Kansas, they say the top four types of venomous snakes include the timber rattlesnake, that's usually out and active during the nighttime among rocky outcrops and places where vegetation are abundant. The prairie rattlesnake is mostly in western portions of Kansas, where they stay mostly in forested areas and use the ability to heat to capture their prey. The western rattlesnake is the smallest rattlesnake in the state and is mostly on the eastern portion of the state in prairie and open wetland areas. Finally, the copperhead is located in mostly the eastern third of Kansas.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Department of Transportation has officially announced a new Aeronautics Division Director for the state to be Jeremy Burrell. As according to KSNB Local Channel 4, Burrell has over 20 years of aeronautics experience, serving as the Nebraska National Guard's Airborne Infantry First Sergeant, where he's worked with both the Jet Lynx Aviation, along with Great Lakes Airlines, in fleet utilization coordination, customer service, logistics, and managing regulation compliance. According to the director for the Nebraska Department of Transportation, Vicki Kramer, they did release a statement saying, quote, Jeremy is uniquely qualified to lead the division, having served in a variety of positions that have provided a solid foundation of knowledge as to how aviation impacts the state of Nebraska. In other news, 28-year-old Marquise Eland, along with 29-year-old Aaron Jenkins of Omaha, Nebraska, have been officially sentenced for conspiring to distribute marijuana in the state. Eland has been sentenced to 2 years and 7 months in prison, with Jenkins being extended with his current term to 3 years and 4 months. When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit aarp.org/veterans today.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
4260 soybeans from Kaufman has excellent yields with medium plant height, early group 4 maturity, and staked with STS tolerance. Check out 4260 soybeans.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. 36 Kaufman Seed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Sean Spoontz has been hired as USD 498 Valley Heights superintendent and will replace Melissa Kennedy, who's retiring at the end of his school year. Spoontz was among two finalists and has education experience at Marion, Onega, Russell, and Eureka, having served as a teacher, administrator, coach, and athletic director throughout his 24-year career. He was recently elected Secretary-Treasurer of the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors and will assume the post of superintendent at Valley Heights July 1st. Again, the new superintendent hired Sean Spoontz. Area high school graduations are slated for this weekend. Centralia has 19 seniors with commencement Saturday at 10:30. Axtell will graduate 9 seniors Saturday at 11. And Frankfort will have 17 graduating Saturday at noon. Valley Heights commencement is Saturday at 2 with 22 graduates. Diller O'Dell will graduate 12 on Saturday at 2. And at Southern and Wymore, 23 seniors walk at 5 p.m. On Sunday, Lynn with 15 and Hanover with 18 seniors host commencement activities at 1 o'clock, with Washington County graduating 34 Sunday at 2. And finally, Marysville commencement is Sunday at 2:30 in the Activity Center with 62 Bulldog graduates. The 47th annual Mother's Day Market will be Saturday and Sunday in the Marysville City Park, with over 90 vendors expected, 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday, featuring antiques, homemade, and homegrown items, plus novelties. The kids band on Saturday has been canceled. Sunday, a chicken barbecue will serve dine-in or carry-out, 11 until 2 at Helvering Center. Plus, the art show will be featured in the Marysville School Gymnasium this Saturday and Sunday. Marysville City Council spent much of Monday's meeting considering resolutions and processes for getting residents to clean up properties. A part-time code enforcement officer has recently started, and a number of letters were sent to residents noting violations and requesting cleanup. 5 resolutions were passed on multiple properties, as well as beginning a condemnation proceeding on a house at 205 Calhoun that's been vacant for some time and has recently been sold. Frustration with lack of attention from property owners and the slow pace of progress in getting cleanups accomplished were shared. City Manager Austin St. John advised of a grant that would fund 80% of another electric vehicle charging station was available. The estimate for a 2-port fast charger with installation is some $240,000, with an energy rebate available that would leave the city responsible for around $30,000. At a previous meeting, it was noted the current charging station along U.S. 36 in the 600 block is used by perhaps 3 to 4 people per month, and is a slow charger, which is provided at no cost to users. Prospect of adding morning swim at the city pool was addressed, with a challenge in finding lifeguards, which are required for liability insurance reasons. 9 guards are currently hired, which is not enough to allow morning swim. An option of getting someone certified was mentioned if anyone would be interested. Appointments were approved for Dixie Talbot taking the place of Brian Kroc and renewing Ross Wright on the library board. A city council workshop is scheduled May 25th at 6 p.m. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, fried chicken with mashed potatoes, peas, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Showers will continue overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. More showers are possible as we head into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and mid 80s. And showers may continue throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still a chance for some rain showers on Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And rain showers continue throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Staying cloudy on Sunday with a slight chance for some rain showers and our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. And more rain over Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and rain early Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 74. Record high on this date, 97. The average low, 52, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18. Sunny and 61 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 11th of May. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Warriors, Knicks, and Maple Leafs all live to fight another day. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Their backs to the proverbial wall, the Warriors routed the Lakers in Game 5 of their NBA Western Semi, 121-106. Steph Curry led all scorers with 27 points and dished out 8 assists. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr.
You know, I think our guys were disappointed. We couldn't wrap up game four after playing pretty well for most of the game. But now we get another crack to go down there and, you know, try to even up the series.
The Lakers' Anthony Davis left the game in the fourth quarter with a head injury. Game six is Friday night. In New York City, the Knicks' Jalen Brunson stepped up big time, playing all 48 minutes and scoring a game-high 38 points as the Knicks, who led by 19 at one point in the second half, held on for a 112-103 win over the Heat. Brunson post-game.
Just tried to do everything I could to win. We did that, and I was on to game six.
Knicks also closing their deficit to 3-2 in the series. Game six Friday night in Miami. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Oilers were home looking to even their series with the Golden Knights at two games apiece. They set the tone early, riddling Vegas with three first period goals, adding on in the second. Off the boards, Strickland, McDavid in the slot. Duchin up and steps it home. Call on 6:30 CHED. Edmonton ties the series with a 4-1 win. Facing elimination, the Maple Leafs were in Sunrise, Florida against the Panthers after a scoreless first period. Toronto got one in the second, and then in the third, Mitchell Marner struck.
Marner centering it in front. It comes back to the blue line. Shot from the point. Scores!
The call on SN 590. The Maple Leafs win 2-1 to stay alive. Florida is up 3-1. Baseball, Orioles edge the Jays 2-1. Red Sox beat the Braves 5-2. Kenley Jansen becoming the seventh big leaguer to reach 400 saves. UEFA Champions League semifinal, leg one. Inter Milan scoring twice within 15 minutes of the start to blank AC Milan 2-0. They'll tangle again next Tuesday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
The Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Thursday, May the 11th. But first, before we get going on this Friday Eve, let's check back on yesterday, because yesterday might have an effect on today's markets. Here's how your Wednesday finished. May corn finished at 6.45 and a half. That's up 3 1/4. July corn finished at 5.94. That's up 9 1/4. Looking at Kansas City wheat for July, 8.55 1/4. That's down 1. Kansas City wheat for September, 8.41 1/4. That's down 0.5. May oats finished at 3.31 3/4. That's up 2 3/4. July oats, 3.37 1/2. And that's up 1/4. Taking a look at soybeans. Beans for May, 14.36 1/2, and that's down 15 1/4. July soybeans, 14.04, that's down 10 1/4. Looking at cotton for July, 80.76, final price, that's down 23 cents. Cotton for October, 81.24, that's down 35 cents. Taking a look at live cattle for June, 163, and that's down 92 1/2 cents. Your high was 164.55. Your low, 162.67 1/2. Live cattle for August, $161.17 1/2. That's down 37 1/2 cents. Your high, 162.17 1/2. Low, 160.87 1/2. Feeder cattle for May, $205.37 1/2. That's down 55 cents. Your high was 205.90. Your low, 204.87 1/2. Feeder cattle for August, your high, $225.15, and that's down 97 1/2 cents. That's your market information.
Thank you, Wichita and surrounding areas, for making Midwest Kia the number one local dealership in new car sales for the first quarter of 2023. Our New Year's resolutions at Midwest Kia were to bring you more of the same great inventory, on the ground and available, same fair pricing, never over sticker, and the same great car buying experience we call the better way to buy. One that is simple, transparent, and fast, and only at Midwest Kia. Our great staff is dedicated to exceeding your expectations throughout your car buying experience, before, during, and after the sale. And as always, we stand behind our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on all new and certified pre-owned vehicles. We came through, and so did you. We're proud to serve Wichita and the surrounding areas and look forward to an incredible rest of 2023. Come see us at Midwest Kia, 8725 West Kellogg, or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
This year's drought conditions are leading to an unusually dry crop, instigating the causes of yellow wheat. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Nutrient Management Specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz provides us with information on soil fertility concerns.
When we think about nutrients in particular, we tend to think about, you know, nitrogen, sulfur, which is typically the main ones that show up first, and we see the yellowing this time of the year. But one thing that's been interesting this year also with the dry conditions is some other factors such as low pH start to show up. And a few situations that we saw this year is aluminum toxicity. So this basically happens when the pH is low enough for the aluminum to be soluble in the soil and basically creating toxicity to the root system. And we see very short affected roots. And of course, that combined with the dry conditions, you start to see symptoms similar to nutrient deficiencies. You may confuse this with phosphorus deficiency, or sometimes the wheat crop just look kind of a drought affected essentially, just because, again, the access to water and nutrients is really affected by this low pH problem.
Diaz explains how soil testing will help diagnose the root of your problem.
A few numbers to keep in mind: typically, if you see pH values below 5.5 or 5.2, you start to see some of these problems show up. And like I say, tend to see it more during dry years. Another key factor as well is the soluble aluminum in the soil. When you see numbers above 25 parts per million in the soil, then again, you start to see some of that aluminum toxicity problem. Of course, in the case of nitrogen, we need to think about what we have in the soil. Soil testing, that's really the key, is we need to know what we have in the profile coming in. With the drier conditions, in some cases we do have enough nitrogen in the soil. However, until the root system start to explore more, sometimes you are not getting into that nitrogen that you have maybe a little bit deeper in the soil. So as long as we know how much nitrogen we have in that soil, as the crops develop and we get some moisture, that's going to basically access that nitrogen and we're going to have good growth.
Diaz goes on to describe the two most common deficiencies.
Nitrogen, of course, is going to be the most common issues that we tend to see. Typical of nitrogen, we tend to see the chlorosis usually in the lower leaves. And in the case of sulfur, it can be similar, and there are some differences that we need to emphasize. One thing that's very typical of sulfur is that we tend to see that chlorosis, that yellowing in the younger upper leaves. Something also important to keep in mind: what is the distribution of these symptoms in the field and whether or not it's going to be related to soil conditions. In the case of sulfur, we tend to see deficiencies show up usually in sloping areas, areas where we have low organic matter. Nitrogen and sulfur both really depend on organic matter as a main source. This year, with the dry conditions, mineralization of those nutrients can be also lower because, again, we do need good moisture for that process to happen. We may just see less nutrient basically cycling in the soil in general.
That was Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz, K-State Nutrient Management Specialist, discussing nutrient deficiencies in soil. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting around 400 based on early consignments, including 7 black cow-calf pairs running age, 10 black steers and heifers weighing 3 to 400 pounds, 15 Charlie Cross steers and heifers 3 to 5, 4 weighing in at 4 to 5, 15 black steers and heifers 500 to 600 pounds, 20 weighing 5 to 6 and a quarter, 15 in at 5 to 650. 45 black and Charlie steers and heifers weighing 5 to 650, 10 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 5 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 11 black steers and heifers 5 to 550, and 20 weighing 550 to 650. 8 black and red bulls 5.5 to 650, 120 black yearling heifers 650 to 750, 70 mixed yearling heifers weigh 7 to 750, and 10 black and Charlie steers weigh 725 to 850. Again, sale day Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
When it comes to being frugal, some people enjoy moderation. For others, it's an extreme sport. We will examine both approaches on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 11th, the 131st day of the year. Composer Irving Berlin was born on this day, and Minnesota became our 32nd state in 1858. We frequently extol the virtues of frugal living, citing that motto from the Great Depression, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. But thriftiness should come with a sense of satisfaction, not obsession. The word frugal has its roots in the Latin word for fruit, often associated with success or profit. Ideally, it should embody the values of enjoyment, delight, and contentment. If those aren't the fruits of your frugality, it might be time to take a step back and reevaluate. As another one of our favorite proverbs goes, all things in moderation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine 61 this hour. Highs in the middle 70s with a good chance of some showers or thunderstorms, mainly later tonight.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 350 cow-calf pairs in conjunction with their Friday, May the 12th feeder cattle auction. These pairs will start selling after the feeder cattle at approximately 2 p.m. Pair selling will be 120 choice, first and second calf Red Angus and Black Angus heifers. They'll have March and April AI sire calves by side. There'll be 65 reputation Black and Red Angus cows. They'll be 2 to 6 years old. They'll have Pelton sired Red Angus through mid-February through March calves by side. There'll be 120 choice black-white face cows. They're 7 years to short and solid. They'll have Angus and Charlotte sired March calves. These pairs will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. If you are in need of cow-calf pairs right here at Grass Time, be sure and attend the special cow sale this Friday, May the 12th at Manhattan Commission Company. For more information, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Network Sports. Last night for the Kansas City Royals, both pitching and hitting was the key to a 9-1 win. First of all, on the mound, Brad Keller recorded 4 strikeouts in over 5 innings in a start against the White Sox. And then at the plate, the Royals did a nice job of hitting completely through the lineup. The Kansas City Royals recorded 14 hits and beat the White Sox 9-1 in Game 3 of a 4-game series. Afterwards, manager Matt Quatario had this to say about the hitting.
It was just nice that it was production up and down. We had some walks, some tough at-bats that we fought through. And, really positive night overall for the offense.
The Royals and the White Sox will wrap up the 4-game series. It is an afternoon game at Kauffman Stadium at 1:10. The NBA draft will be June 22nd, and there were 4 members of Kansas schools invited to the combine, 3 of them from KU, 1 from K-State. The 3 Jayhawks invited were Grady Dick, Jalen Wilson, and Kevin McCullough. Keontae Johnson from Kansas State was invited. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
Say the weather in Atlanta is foggy and gray. Your work gets harder every day. And your new boyfriend is holding on too tight. I got a gig at the beach, a room with a view. The only thing missing here is you. Some fresh ocean breeze might ease your mind. We could walk barefoot through voucher in my wallet back in 91. A week we spent in the Santa Bell sun, riding the wave of our love. Those were good times. But somewhere I got lost and I let you down. Young and naive, I didn't know what I'd found. But I do now when there ain't a cloud in my mind. We could walk barefoot through the warm wet sand, take a second look at what we had. I've been thinking a lot since I've been here. As the neon stay.